Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Green Mushroom Gaming. My name is Keith. I'm sitting here with baby rolling in my lap. It's just us two today. Things are still kind of wacky. Still trying to figure out how to schedule everything together. So I just got to record with a baby in my lap right now. He doesn't say much. And if he does, it comes in squawks and cries and grunts and all that good stuff. So if you hear that, it's Roland, and he's here chilling with me today. I'm going to do a quick little show, just going to go over some news and stuff that's been happening in the gaming world. So let's get into it. Let's talk about some video games and shit. Where to start? There's quite a bit to start with. I guess I should start with Overwatch 2 finally happening. You know, there's a lot of people upset with it. There's plenty of people perfectly fine with it. I think your same Overwatch players are just going to keep playing Overwatch, right? It's the new players that are having quite a bit of trouble. Or they were before. They might still be now. And there is a small percentage having this specific kind of trouble, but I will go over it and talk about some of the problems with it. One of the major issues they've been having, aside from some like really big bugs and stuff like that, it's a free-to-play game now. So they had to implement a system where you had to use a phone number to be able to activate your account and continue to play online. And it was part of their anti-cheat system. So it's an SMS protect system that I guess is used in a lot of free-to-play style games. One of the biggest and most glaring problems with this is that you can't use any sort of prepaid phone plan to use this. So it's kind of like, a poverty blocker. Anybody with a prepaid phone plan from like Cricket or anything like that, you know, there's a ton of different prepaid styles out there. You're not able to use that type of phone number. Yeah, Roland does not like this system. You're not able to use a prepaid phone number to activate your account. So, I mean, that's fucked up, man. I don't know how else to say it other than that. It's just a really fucking stupid system that just doesn't, I don't know, does it really help the cheaters that much to, and I guess it would in a certain sense. You can't duplicate phone numbers, and that's why the prepaid aren't allowed. So you can't just go buy, I don't know, a bunch of burner phones and make a bunch of accounts, right? But still, at this point, you're locking a certain percentage of your player base out just simply because they can't afford a contract phone number. I don't know. I'm really disappointed in them for this. They did walk it back a little bit. So if you were a Overwatch and you had a Battle.net, if you were an Overwatch player and you had a Battle.net account prior to Overwatch 2 coming out, they were allowing you to sync up in a different way, I guess. But any new player who uses a prepaid phone will not be able to link their account to their phone number, causing a big problem for them. You know, that's losing them new players. It's pretty fucking stupid. And on that same note, I guess I should continue on with this little tidbit. I think it's Call of Duty. Yeah. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 will also require players, which, I mean, it's an Activision Blizzard game, right? So they will also require players to connect a phone number to their account before playing. They haven't gone into too much detail over the prepaid stuff. They did say that some prepaid plans won't work. They didn't like do a blanket, you won't be able to play this if you're on a prepaid plan, but still, you know, it's really silly to me that this is the way to stop cheaters is by locking some of your biggest players out. You know, low income people not able to play your game is pretty fucking shitty, man. Especially when they're having to find the way to fork out the $70 for a lot of games. I know these are free to play games, but still, you got to find a way to play it. You need a PC, you need an Xbox, a PlayStation, whatever you're doing. And you're told you can't play because you have a prepaid phone plan. What a crock of shit. I agree, Roland. Big crock of shit. All right, let's move on from that. Let's talk about some other stuff. What else can we say? Need for Speed Unbound has been revealed. A brand new Need for Speed game. Brand new physics engine. 4K 60 FPS graphics. Releasing on PS5, Series X and S, and PC. Coming this December. I'm pretty excited about this. I love the Need for Speed games. This will be a $70 game, I believe. I'm really hoping it'll be a Game Pass game as well. But we'll see about that. This is an exciting one. I love Need for Speed. These are just stupid fun racing games, you know? So that's about all I can say about that. That's neat. If you were interested in getting a Steam Deck, there's no longer a wait list. Pretty cool. So you will not have to go on a reservation list, and you can just start picking up a Steam Deck. They have talked about doing a 2.0 version, so some people are going to hold out for that, but this is good news coming into the holidays that it might go back on a reservation list as more and more people start ordering those. But right now, you can go ahead and just hop on and get one. Let's move on to something else, something we can chat a little bit about rather than just drop a tidbit and move on. This one is a pretty fucked up thing coming out of TwitchCon. It is their annual conference. There's been some controversy over the years in the past with this one. If you'll remember, if you were a Twitch fan when Dr. Disrespect was part of Twitch, he he was doing a live stream at TwitchCon where he ended up getting banned because he walked into the bathroom with his streaming gear on, and they banned him for that. pretty dumb to do that, but you know, it's Doc, so it is what it is. Anyway, this year it did not just go off without a hitch. It had plenty of hitches. One of those things being, there was an interactive booth by Lenovo and Intel where participants were put on little platforms and given foam noodles to battle it out. So last person standing on their platform wins. The other person gets knocked into a foam pit where, you know, you've seen like... yeah, Roland knows. It's like the big pits where like gymnasts or like X Games guys will do like flips and stuff and land into this big pit full of like foam blocks. It looked very much like that, but the pit itself was only like a foot deep and it was solid concrete underneath. They just like made it look like a foam pit by putting some faux blocks. So like if you were to trip and fall into this, it'd be like, oh, okay, fine. But if you're like going into it expecting a good cushion and not getting hurt by the concrete underneath, I think they had like 4 or 5 injuries. So they had a couple of sprained ankles. One person dislocated her knee just stepping off of the platform. And then another Twitch streamer, former adults content star, Adriana Chechik, she won her battle And then she jumped off her platform because they had asked her to, is what I had been hearing. I think it's in this article that I posted in our Discord, if you want to check that out. But they asked her to like jump off after she won. So she jumped up into the air, did like a cheerleader, like splits, touch your toes type move, and then landed on her butt into the foam pit, which you're supposed to like sink a little bit into. But she landed right on her ass and broke two places in her spine. She broke her back twice for jumping off this platform into a foam pit that they asked her to. Then she got jeered at by the announcer and people there. They said, get up, you're fine, walk it off. It's okay, don't worry about it. She broke her back. Luckily, there was an off-duty EMT standing by. He went over there and told her to keep still, was asking her questions. She was in major pain, clearly. She was telling her, the people, like, no, I can't get up. Like, I can't just, like, stand up. She wasn't paralyzed or anything, but she broke her back. And in two places. Man, what a fucking oversight this is, right? It was supposed to be a fun little thing. And the thing is, like, people were getting hurt before they asked this girl to jump off and land like that. So they knew this wasn't safe, and they weren't warning people going into it to like, hey, watch your step. This is just like a foot deep. It's not going to cushion your blow that much. Like if you fall over into it, sure, you're not going to like crack your head into the concrete. You're not going to break an arm like or an elbow going down. But don't look at it as like a safety net, because it's not. People were getting hurt. A lot of people got hurt, like four or five, maybe even six people got hurt. And she was the last one. They were not to dive into the pit is all they were instructed on. Don't dive into the pit. And yeah, big issues. I guess everybody who did this event had to sign papers and stuff. So I don't think they're even able to press charges. Yeah, I know, kind of shitty, huh, Roll? I don't know, man. This is really fucked up. TwitchCon just can never just happen without bullshit, you know? It's really, really fucked up. Oh, Ro, are you getting a little excited? Roland likes to watch the ticker go by on the screen. Anything lights is good. Yeah. TwitchCon is another failure. A lot of streamers were there, I guess, which as per usual, but I don't know. It sounds like people breaking backs and hurting knees was the downside of it. I might have to cut this episode short. This little man is not having much more of this. Oh, he's not doing too bad. He's just jibber-jabbering. What else you got to say, bro? Anything else? Nope, we're good on that subject. Let's move on. Let's talk about this guy who got, you know, there's been so many talks of Doom running on different things. Well, someone got it to run at 60 frames per second inside of Notepad, and he's going to go public with it. You're going to be able to do this on your own Notepad. It's just regular version of Notepad. You don't need, like, it just runs a script. That he got Doom running on his Notepad. It's fucking nuts. There's a video up in our Discord. It's goofy as hell. Fun to watch. I would check it out if I were you. Pretty silly stuff. But yeah, that's about all I could say about that. What else can we talk about before this little munchkin gets too pissed to do any more episode? Let's talk about Hello Games announcing that No Man's Sky is getting a 4.0 update. Oh, you don't like that, Roland? We like No Man's Sky, though. It's a pretty cool game, right? It's pretty cool. You get to fly around. They've done a lot of work on it. This one's called Waypoint. and it is out now. And they're saying it's the biggest generational jump so far. That's pretty bold. So I'm interested to check this one out. This is a game I've gone back to over and over and over again since it came out. And every time I've gone back, it's been better. So I'm expecting more of the same on that front. It's a good game. If you haven't played No Man's Sky, now, I guess, is one of the best times to do it. The game is in one of its best places ever. I believe it's on Game Pass. There's a lot of access to it. If you don't have Game Pass, I don't think it's that expensive. It's always on a Steam sale at one point or another. So if you're seeing it at full price, wait another couple weeks. It'll be on a Steam sale for sure. I'm excited to get back into this game. I think this is going to be a good time to do so. I could set Roland down in my lap. We could fly around space. He digs watching stuff like that, anything with flashing lights and such. So I'm excited for more No Man's Sky. All right, moving on. What else can we talk about? There is a new version. We talked about this. I think it was Spencer that brought it up a while back. A new version of Among Us coming to VR. And that is hitting VR on November 10th. So we are just under a month away from that happening. That's exciting. I think this, and there's a video here in our Discord if you want to check it out. I'm excited for it. I think I'm going to go ahead and get it. Especially if Spencer gets it, this is going to be something that you got to play with friends. You don't have any friends? You got plenty of friends. All right. If you're looking for a new VR headset, MetaQuest Pro just got announced. If you want to put a hefty dent in your bank account and drop $1,500 on a new MetaQuest Pro, this is quite the hike from their old hardware, man. I don't know what they're thinking. It's got to be like really good, right? I don't know. I know nothing about it other than they announced it. I didn't look at specs or anything. I will have to get back with you guys on that next week. I do know that they put a $1,500 price tag on it, which is hefty. Hefty. Especially, I don't know, they just raised their prices by $100 on their old Quest 2 system. So, that's a little much. But if you're into Meta and all that stuff, legs are coming soon. Yeah, that's pretty hilarious, huh, dude? Yeah, so I guess avatars in the metaverse, Meta Horizon, haven't had legs. You've just been kind of a floating torso. So now they're adding legs. So this is a big selling point that I guess like all 13 people that use Meta Horizon are excited for. Pretty fucking stupid if you ask me. Yeah. Bless you. And on that note, I guess I gotta wrap this up. This little boy's getting hungry. Short show this week, but I'm happy to be sitting here with Lil Ro. Thanks for hanging out with me today, dude. And you champed it up. You did. Yeah. Yeah, you did a whole 20 minutes. I'm pretty proud of you. Pretty dang proud of you. All right, guys. Thanks for listening this week. Follow us on Twitter at Green Mushies. Go check out our website, greenmushroommedia.com. While you're there, click on the mushroom link. Become a patron over at our Patreon. We would appreciate you very much. Come join our Discord. Chat with me. Chat with the other guys. Check out our other shows. It's called Soccer Here and Weekend Watch. This guy's done. I'm done. Thanks for listening. Adios.